This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. This message comes from NPR sponsor Hero Bread. Burger buns, tortillas, and fluffy breads, and oh, so many carbs. Hero Bread makes healthier versions of these carb favorites. Fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, great taste. With more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.CO.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with wonderful news. I have a collaboration between Mitski, David Byrne, and Sunlux. Three great minds in one song. The collaboration's part of a soundtrack to a film by Daniel Kwan and Daniel Shiner called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. The soundtrack is out on April 8th and scored by Sunlux. It also includes collaborations with Randy Newman and Moses Sumney. Here's David Byrne on how this trio of artists came together for the song, This is a Life.
I knew the Sunlux folks for quite a while, being a fan. So when they reached out to me and said they were doing the score for this film that the Daniels were doing, and that they wanted a song at the end, would I consider participating in that? I immediately said yes. And then the Daniels jumped in, and I saw a rough cut of the film, which is kind of mind-blowing, I have to say. It bent my head around, which made me more excited about it. And then they said, oh, would you do it as a duet with Mitski, which made it even more tempting. And yeah, I said, of course. This is really exciting. We talked about what the song might be. They were going to write the basic part of the song. We talked about what it might be that, although the film is completely insane, multi-dimensions, and all kinds of genres mashed together, I said, at the heart, it's a very emotional, moving thing that happens by the end of the film. And I thought, that should be reflected in the song at the end, to remind you that you've actually, there is a heart to this craziness. And that's kind of what they came up with this song. Mitski did the main vocal, and I was tasked with kind of weaving my voice around hers, either adding harmonies or singing in the spaces between her lines, which is what I did. So I wrote some stuff to go in the spaces, some words for that, and this, and it all worked out really well. It was very nice. It's very moving. I'm a big fan of hers, and she's on tour now. I think I'm going to miss it because I'm going to be on stage. Well, next time.
Free from destiny,
I choose you and you.
Lucille's with the weight of eternity at the speed of light. This is our life. This is our life.
Mitski, David Byrne, and Sunlux with the song This Is a Life. From the soundtrack to Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. The album's out April 8th. Regina Spektor has her first new album in 6 years coming out. The record's called Home, Before and After, and it comes out June 24th. It's produced with John Congleton, and here's Regina to tell us about the new song, Becoming All Alone.
This song was written a bunch of years ago, actually, but I think, if I remember, it must have come out from that same state that many of my songs come from, which is that walking around New York City sort of gets me into this hypnotic state. And I think because there's a part of you that has to be so aware and so present so that you don't get hit by a bus or, you know, knock into people. And then there's some other part of you that is just watching things in very much slow motion. And there are all these incredible things unfolding all around you. And the city's so sprawling and so dense and so vast. And you can really go into this meditative, hypnotized state when you can start to hear music and think about things in this new kind of way. And this song definitely came out of that walking, rhythmic, thoughtful state. Thank you for listening.
I went walking home alone, past all the bars and corner delis, when I heard God call out my said, hey, let's grab a beer. It's awful late. We both right here. And we didn't even have to pay. 'Cause God is God and He's revered. And I said, why isn't it getting better? Coming all alone again. Stay, stay, stay. Let the ones who want it bad get all the things that make them better. Let the ones who don't care feel the thrill. And I just wanna ride I went walking home alone, past all the bars and corner delis. When I asked God, please call my name. And I said, hey, let's grab a beer. It's awful late, I know you're here. And we wouldn't even have to pay, 'cause you are God and you're revered. Why isn't it get better with time? I'm becoming all alone again.
Beautiful, thoughtful music from Regina Spektor, and the song Becoming All Alone is from the album Home Before and After. It's out June 24th with a special homecoming show at New York's Carnegie Hall on April 11th. For another song on loneliness, we turn to Sue Slezak and a song titled Loneliness is Measured. You may have heard her voice on the show as part of the duo David Wax Museum. Sue Slezak has a solo album out called Our Wings May Be Featherless. Here she is to fill us in on the writing of the song Loneliness is Measured.
Loneliness is Measured came out of a free write that I did during the pandemic. I had a really loose brain, which is something I'm always trying to get to during writing. And it was an attempt to write about depression, though I no longer think of depression and loneliness as so intricately linked. In my 20s, I've felt like despair and depression and being alone felt like they were all wrapped up together. But as I've gotten older, I'm able to separate those things. And now being able to get out of my head, even when I'm experiencing depression, and see it for what it is and not feel as consumed by it, has been a huge change for me. I think that this idea that loneliness can be measured or depression can be measured is a really helpful tool for me, because it lets me look at it from the outside rather than being consumed by it. And then the final verse in this song, your table's ready if you only grab the fork and knife. It's like this sense that there is this other life waiting for you. And for me, just knowing that I'll get through a depressive stage has been so helpful.
When we really want to hold her. by the tether to our true life. Your table's ready if you'll only grab the fork and knife. Slice into the meat, watch the juices pour. Hold it to your tongue, feel the hunger roar. Loneliness is measured by the face in the window. She pushed away the wine and said, I don't think so. Giving up is something you can never do alone. The body is a field, the path is overgrown.
Sue Slezak and our song Loneliness is Measured is from our just-released album, Our Wings May Be Featherless. It's break time, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with thrilling new music from Kevin Morby. And it's a journey that began with Kevin flipping through old family photos in the basement of his Kansas City childhood home. And it was sparked by his father collapsing and being rushed to the hospital earlier that day. Fortunately, his father recovered, but the incident set Kevin on a path to write about strength and loss and more. Here's Kevin Morby to take us to the opening track and the title track to his new album, This is a Photograph.
This is a song that is about a family growing old, and it's sort of told in a series of photographs. It's about how families eventually pass torches from one generation to the next, and roles are reversed, and just how we're here and then we're not. Sonically, I knew that I wanted to create something that was really explosive and cathartic, since this was written during a sort of time of silence and my career sitting dormant. I knew I wanted to have something that would feel really good to play live eventually, and when you listen to it at home, it sort of leapt out of the speakers. The result of this is one of my favorite songs that I've ever written, recorded, and captured. And this is in no small part due to all the wonderful, very talented musicians that we're able to call in, including a small choir of Stax Academy students in Memphis, Tennessee. So I hope you enjoy this. My good friend Sam Cohen produced this. We recorded in upstate New York and in Memphis, Tennessee, and we had a great time making it, and I hope you have a great time listening to it, and thank you.
This is a photograph, a window to the past, of your father on the front lawn, with no shirt on, ready to take the world on, beneath the West Texas sun, the year that you were born, the year that you are now. His wife behind the camera, his daughter and his baby boy. Got a glimmer in his eye. See me say, this is what I'll miss after I die. And this is what I'll miss about being alive. My body, my girls, my boy, the sun. Now time's the undefeated, the heavyweight champ, laughing in his face as he danced like Sugar Ray. Used to be, come on, come on, but now, no mas, no mas. Used to be, come on, come on, but now, no mas, no mas. And this is a photograph, a window to the past, of your mother in a skirt, in the cool Kentucky dirt, laughing in the garden, back where it all started, with a smile on her face, everything in its place. Got a glimmer in her eye. Seem to say, this is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss after I die. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss after I die. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss after I die. This is a photograph. A window to the past of me on a front lawn, ready to take the world on. We need a Tennessee sun inside the kingdom. Got a glimmer in my eye. See you soon.
Kevin Morby, a great new song and the title track from his new album, This Is a Photograph. There's a video of some of those photographs Kevin sings about, and I'll put that on the All Songs Considered site, npr.org/allsongs. The album is out May 13th on Dead Oceans. There's a new single from Sharon Van Etten. The song was originally written for a documentary about a fertility doctor who took it upon himself to impregnate women with his own sperm. As Sharon explains, the music she wrote for the documentary Baby God wasn't used, but the words and song, titled Used to It, took on a whole new meaning.
When I first wrote it, it was for a score that I was supposed to be creating for a documentary that I ended up being dropped from because they went with a totally different direction. So within a year or so later, I revisited the song, and the lyrics that I had initially written had a whole new light shed on them by quarantine and the idea of connection and the idea of what family and unconditional love meant. So in making the video, I reached out to my bandmate Charlie Damsky, who I knew had previous experiences making lo-fi handheld camcorder style videos, which was the aesthetic I definitely wanted for this song. And we reached out to the choreographer Hayden J. Frederick, whom I had been in touch with on Instagram because they had performed very, very beautiful and emotive performances to pre-existing songs of mine. And we had an exchange online about hopefully one day collaborating together. And it meant the world that they wanted to be a part of this narrative for my music video to share this new idea of what Used to It actually means, about getting out, about finding the space, and about reconnecting with yourself and allowing yourself to feel those feelings on your own terms.
Sharon Van Etten's new single is called Used to It. The powerful video Sharon talked about is up on the All Songs Considered site. Here's something fun, because it's from a band that simply exudes fun, Superorganism. They're a collective of creators from all over the world, including England, Japan, Australia. Their Tiny Desk concert from 2018, around the time of their debut album, is absolutely one of my very favorites, with floating dolphins, the sound of water buckets, sipping soda. They've just announced their second album. It's called Worldwide Pop and comes out in the summer. On the debut song, we have a guest appearance from the band Chai. And here's a bunch of the band to take us to their new song, Teenager. Enjoy the fun. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Hey, this is Harry, Toucan, and Orono from Superorganism, and you're checking out our new song, Teenager, on NPR's All Songs Considered. Teenager was actually one of the first songs that we wrote for the record, so it kind of feels apt that it's the first song that we're releasing from the record.
For me, Teenager encapsulates the idea that the youthful spirit lives on past your teenage years, and also nostalgia for like the energy and enthusiasm that I had and try to keep in adult life.
Yeah, and I think that we actually tried to capture that vibe in the production and the way that we went about creating the song. We wanted to create like this exuberant banger that explored these themes of like pop music and rock music and the passage of time and, you know, all these kind of lofty themes, but condensed into a quick 3-minute pop song. We brought in this great producer called Stuart Price. Look him up. He's a legend. And I think he really helped us refine it and take it to that next level.
Being in a quote band in the modern age, I can't help but ask myself sometimes, is rock and roll dead? Overall, my answer would still be a resounding no, because similarly to punk, I consider it an ethos or a mindset rather than a genre of music. Still though, I go back and forth on it all the time, so I explored that idea through themes of getting older. I also just think it's an interesting and polarizing topic to discuss with other musicians and music fanatics, so I'm very curious what Bob's thoughts are on the subject.
I'm super proud of the song. We're so excited to share it with the world.
So here it is. Check it out. Teenager.
Teenager.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.